We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. We have on our air Lisa Lanier, our official attorney. She does a segment every week called Lawyer Up. Fascinating cases today. We're going to get to the woman who was kicked off the plane simply because she has a nut allergy. But first, a little Kenny Rogers news. And you know I'm a fan. So we're going to have Lisa on that. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well. Thank you.
Lisa, do you have a favorite Kenny Rogers song?
Oh, yeah. Ruby, for sure.
Oh, Ruby.
Don't take your luck. Oh, yeah.
That huzzy?
Oh, I'm going to get that one for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
You know what Ruby did?
Yeah.
Ruby was,
she took her love to town.
She went to town, didn't
she? Sure did. And her
took her love with her.
Yeah, and her husband was all at home.
He's at home, injured.
Paralyzed, yeah. That's a good one.
Paralyzed from the war, yeah.
You know, not a lot of people say Ruby. That's a good one. Yeah. I like that. I like that one very much. Oh, we don't have it.
look under me. The Ruby.
Look under H for Hussie.
Don't look at me.
Boys.
You should have anticipated.
I was going to say, how am I supposed to know?
You should have anticipated.
You never mentioned Ruby.
Don't get defensive.
Are you going to sit here and say that I've never mentioned Ruby?
No, because you only mention your favorites.
Coward of the County.
Yes.
Lucille.
Yes.
The Gambler.
Islands in the Stream. Yeah.
Islands in the Stream.
Thought you listened to that too many times.
Well,
I hate to do this in front of Lisa.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
That's Sheena Easton song.
I apologize.
Make sure Ruby's in there by the end so you can play her out with it.
Yeah,
thank you.
He lost me at Islands in the Stream, though. That just went in the wrong direction.
I'm afraid this session is over.
We're going to seek other counsel.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to seek outside counsel on this, Lisa.
What are you talking about? I know you love it.
How can you say something like that? Are you trying to just hurt me? Are you just trying to hurt me?
I'm just picking on you this morning.
Oh, my God. He lost you at Islands in the Stream.
That's what are you saying? You don't like anything off the soundtrack from Stroker Ace?
Good God. Oh, my God. Okay, well, here's the story. We're going to play you out with Ruby because Biggie is going to get Ruby for you here.
Thank you, Biggie.
At the very end, he should have already had it. The whole catalog.
The library should be in there.
The whole library should be in there. We don't have it. Okay, here's why we bring up the late, great Kenny Rogers. One of his longtime friends, his name is Kelly Junkerman, who was an employee of Rogers for many years, and they were friends for many years. Asked Kenny if he could record and put on DVD Kenny's last concert. If you remember, Kenny went out. He did one where this is the last time I'm doing it. It's called The Gambler's Last Deal. And Kenny Rogers said yes, but according to Kenny's family, he did say to this guy, you can do it, but you can never sell it. Like, you can do it to have it for your own personal use and for me after it's done. So Kenny's last concert was a few years before he died. Now, this guy is releasing and selling Kenny Rogers, The Gambler's Last Deal, and his estate, Rogers' estate, is saying, no, no. Oh, no, you don't. Kenny never gave approval of this. You don't have the proper paperwork, and you're not to sell these. The guy is still selling them and trying to put them out. What do you think about this, Lisa? Who's going to win this? Does he have to have something in writing saying that he can sell it?
Yeah, well, so Kenny Rogers' estate is winning this. They actually have, so far, they've been able to get a temporary restraining order to prevent the release of the DVD, and now they're going for damages and a permanent injunction, which I think they will win because Kenny did put it in writing and verbally, like, you know, you can film me. And this guy was an employee, too. He wasn't just a longtime friend, but he was an employee. So he was doing that for Kenny, essentially, and he said, like, yes, you can film me. We're just going to use it in-house here because simultaneously, Kenny was working with a professional team to do a farewell tour biography. So he was already at the same time doing his own thing. So here, you know, where this is Kenny allowing himself to be videoed like this with clear restrictions and not wanting it disseminated, his estate then inherits the rights that he would have had to, you know, use his image for financial gain. And so this guy's going to lose. I mean, he's just going
to
lose.
Okay, that's it. Said and done. And also, to me, he's taking a real chance here because now he is angering Kenny's estate, and he was friends and an employee for such a long time. You know, saw those dollar signs, though, didn't he?
Yeah, let Kenny rest.
Kenny rest in peace.
Have they released? Is the family, Lisa, still working on the official final tour?
You know, they didn't say in any of the articles that I read, but it sounds like they probably will still release that because that's part of what they're talking about here in their terms of their damages. They're saying, look, our product will be damaged if he's allowed to release this. Okay. So I think they probably are. It's probably forthcoming.
Okay. That does make sense. Other than that, I mean, why would you record something and not release it?
I know.
I mean, just for the family to watch? I don't.
Well,
that seems odd.
That's what Kenny told him, was this is just for personal use, or what? That does seem
just
strange.
For the hee-haw honeys to watch.
Well, you know, if they're good friends, you know, if they're good friends and this is their last tour, I could see it.
Did you?
Yeah, I guess.
Now, I like the hee-haw honeys.
He was married to one of them.
I know he was for a long
Which
time.
Which one?
I forget her name. She always sat in that swing.
Is that Linda Thompson?
I don't know the names. Is that right, Lisa? My mother used to always say.
I think that's right.
Which, when we'd watch hee-haw, my mother would say, that's Kenny Rogers' wife. And
she dated Elvis.
She was gorgeous. She's absolutely, and she'd sit in that swing and swing. Oh, man.
The big hat.
Yeah,
the big hat.
The Southern Belle.
Pretty good show. Hee haw.
Hee haw.
It had its moments.
Pretty good show.
I guess we don't have that theme, do we, Biggie?
Biggie? You should have anticipated.
Oh, I'm sure we have hee haw. As much as you three have gone on about it. Please.
Hee haw. Hee haw.
You should have anticipated us needing hee haw, and then we would.
I'm sure we have that.
Yeah, exactly. What Biggie's, I'm sure he's going to have Ruby, though, right?
He's going to have Ruby.
Oh, yeah. You'll have Ruby.
Ruby. Don't worry. He's working on
me. Hee haw's in there. Working on how I feel most days.
If it's not in there, it's out here.
Okay. We move now. You wanted to say something else, Lisa, on this case.
Oh, I love Ruby so much. You don't know this about me, but I have my sofa in my living room is named after that song. Her name is Ruby.
You have
and,
you name your sofa?
Is it a ruby red sofa?
Yeah.
Lisa.
It is.
It's a red leather sectional.
Well, good.
And
gracious.
I'll say, let's go sit on Ruby and watch the Olympics.
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
You and I have a lot more in common than I thought. We're both big lawyers, and we both love Kenny Rogers.
Sectionals.
And Kenny Rogers. Man, we have a lot that we have going for us together. Why don't we socialize more? Why aren't we out more?
I don't know. You need to come sit on Ruby with me.
I would love to. I would love to.
If he doesn't, I will.
Dave, what are you doing here?
I've been here the whole time.
He's in one of the other sections over here. A British woman, and we've talked about this a couple of times now, 26 years old. She was flying from London to New York. She's in Heathrow Airport on American Airlines. And she went up to the folks at the gate and said, look, I have a severe nut allergy. You cannot serve nuts on this flight because it's so bad that even though if I'm in coach, no matter where the nuts are, I can get sick and go into anaphylactic shock. They told her, essentially, and this is Chris Dim's word now, tough tit.
They said, I think, look, your boyfriend knows how to jab you with your EpiPen, right?
Yeah.
So.
And she did this before the flight.
Yes, but not months before.
But was told contractually they have to serve.
Right before, as she was getting on. So they told her, I'm sorry, we're serving warm nuts in
first class. Nuts.
That's right. That's right. And business class. And she said, even in coach, if I get a whiff of these nuts, I'm down. That's it. If I get a whiff of these nuts.
Which nuts?
That's it.
These nuts.
That's it. So they wound up arguing about it, and they said, well, you just can't fly. So they kicked her off that plane, and she is now saying this was violating her rights. Can she do anything legally to can they do that? Can they kick her off a plane?
Can.
They can.
They can because she made it clear that she had such a deadly allergy that she might die in flight. And so she has announced to them that she is at risk of death on their plane. So they are absolutely able to say, actually, no thanks. We'll
really?
Pass on that.
Really?
Oh, she made her case too well.
She made her case too well, yeah. So, and it is, you know, a severe allergy is an ADA-protected condition, but reasonable accommodation does not require an airline to have absolutely no nuts on the plane at all. American Airlines, they are peanut-free because that's the most common nut allergy. They still have those tree nuts up in first class. And like they told her, they're contractually obligated to first and business class. It says that you will get that snack on your contract. And so they can't withhold the snack. Because then they would have all those people coming after them.
Hey,
I told you, it's big peanuts.
Where are my cashews?
It's the Planters Group.
Cashews, right? Yeah. Warm cashews.
Right.
But if she had what the, there's an advocacy group for people with these allergies. And what they recommend is that if you contact the airline well in advance, more than 48 hours in advance, lots of airlines will do things like create a buffer zone around you. Now, this lady says that wouldn't matter for her, but and some airlines have gone completely nut-free, but it's not the majority. Okay. And they don't have to.
I'm surprised. I thought they had all gone nut free, honestly. When they started serving me pretzels, that's what I thought had happened. But I don't fly that much. And this is more of a medical question. What do you think about this, Lisa? When we talked about this originally, a lot of people told us, emailed, everybody's wearing masks on planes anyway. If masks can stop COVID, can't they stop peanut allergy? Because she's saying a whiff of it. Wouldn't you think?
You would think. You would think, especially if she had on a really good mask. Now, if she had on like a single layer, I don't know. But certainly if she had on a good mask, I would think.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, that did make some sense to me. You know, of course, we had a pilot call and said, there's 25 years of peanut dust in those
baked
filters.
Yeah, they're 40-year-old planes you're flying on.
That's right.
Makes sense.
That's right.
Can I ask Lisa a loosely based question on airlines? If this people fighting on planes, if there's this ban, do you think that would get passed? That could be a law, or is it?
Would that ban everybody?
Yeah, you know, fighting and getting kicked off.
Well, now these two now would be. I believe it was a Delta that is saying we want.
This would fall under that.
Right. This would fall because they're saying that if you're unruly on an airline and you're kicked off, then you never get to fly again. You're on a no fly list.
Across the industry.
That's it. And do you think would that hold up? At least for American domestic airlines.
Right.
I think so.
You know, I think it would. Because, you know, like restaurants and stuff, like Disney can say to you, hey, you know, you were unruly in the park, you're never coming back. Mm-hmm. And I don't see why they couldn't communicate that to, say, Busch Gardens and say, hey, look, this person's unruly.
Wow.
Why not?
Man. Mm. That would really be something because I think that would cause people to mind their manners more on planes. If you could never fly again.
Maybe never fly strong. Maybe you keep them off for 2 or 5 years.
5 years? Yeah, I was thinking about that. First offense, 5 years, or two years, then five, then forever. You know, something like that.
I would think that's structured like
that. Could work out pretty well. There is a bizarre lawsuit here, and Biggie's very interested because Biggie is the one of us, as you could imagine, that wears an Apple Watch. He has just recently bought one, loves it. He says, I'm planning on it saving my life one day. Okay?
Absolutely. I will be in an Apple commercial.
I cannot wait for you to be in an Apple commercial one of these days.
Neither can I.
911, what's your emergency? I'm in my Jeep. Did you run off the road, sir? No. Are you out of gas?
No. What seems to be the problem?
Someone parked too close to me. And you called Apple?
Yes.
Well, we did notice your breathing.
It called for him. Yeah. Someone's too close to their lie.
Oh, and while I have it, I got the wrong Grubhub last night.
Okay. There is a guy in New Jersey, and he's part of a commercial. And we talked about him when this happened. Monmouth County, New Jersey. He's in a park. And his bicycle went over a cliff and down into a creek, and he broke his back. He had terrible injuries.
Broke his legs and his hand,
right? That's
right. His wrist?
Yes.
Yeah, he was messed up.
The Apple Watch, he was unconscious, called 911, gave the location of where he was, saved his life. So it was an amazing thing. We all said it. Apple has turned him into a commercial. Well, he went on a couple of television interviews. This happened 2 and a half years ago. He's been on a few TV interviews, local news, that kind of thing, as you can imagine that this happened. So he missed his 90-day period to file a lawsuit against the park and the county that ran the park. He says there were unsafe conditions on the trails where he was riding. That's why he went over the cliff in the first place. And he said he didn't get the lawsuit in time. Whatever he needed to file didn't get filed. And he said, well, of course I couldn't file it. I was injured. I was bedridden. There was nothing I could do. I have terrible injuries. They said, well, it didn't stop you from doing those TV interviews, did it?
You were on Inside Edition last night, weren't you?
We saw you.
So he's like, but, and they said, well, too bad.
Denied.
You know, if you can get over to the TV station, you can get in here to court.
Squashed.
What are your thoughts there, Lisa? Because so far, they've kept him from.
He's screwed. Yeah, he's screwed. New Jersey has this very strict 90-day statute of limitations on their state tort claim because he was at a state park. He wants to sue the state.
Right.
He got 90 days to do it. There is an exception if you're incapacitated. He tried to argue that, but they said, no, sorry, we saw you on TV. You know, you could call a lawyer if you can, you know, call News 2 or whatever. So
that's right.
That's it.
Yeah, he's out of luck. And he's already lost at the trial court level and at the appellate court level. So he's screwed.
Man, brutal. He should have gotten it in on time, you know? And he really could have. I mean,
that's why you always keep your lawyer on speed dial
right here, of course. She's just sitting on Ruby right now as we speak. We got to go get to her. That's right.
Sometimes I call a lawyer just to call.
Just, yeah.
Make sure the phone number ain't changed. Sometimes they leave town.
Well, that's been your experience. Yeah. Lisa, we've got a little something for you now. But this is credit to Biggie.
Ruby, are you
contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down.
That's a good pair now. That's
classic.
A classic.
It's so classic.
That is great. That is great.
Take love to the living room.
That's right.
That's where the couch is.
Her husband's like a Vietnam veteran who has been injured in the war, and she takes her love out to town.
Not Lisa.
That's right.
No, not Lisa. Oh, no.
Some deep meaning in that song.
Biggie, your thoughts on Ruby?
Yeah, it's so good.
All right.
Don't mind it.
There it is. Lisa Lanier, as always, you're fantastic on these legal cases. It's great to talk to you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Don't take your love to town now.
Hey to Ruby.
All right. Hey to Ruby.
For God's sake, turn around.